It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. It's been 2 years since the uprising in Syria began. This is a story about the intersection between the immigration system, war refugees, and the conflict. Ahlam is 28 years old. When she came to New York for the first time in 2005, she was still single. She got a green card and went back to Syria to study for a medical career. There she met her husband, who was also a doctor. 4 months ago, she returned to the United States to give birth to her daughter in the safety of an American hospital. Now she feels caught between two options, staying in New York or returning to Syria, where the violent civil war continues to rage.
Here it's safer, but the thing is, I keep looking on the internet. My mind is always thinking, what's going on in Syria? What's going on in Syria?
All of Ahlam's family is in New York. They started to emigrate to the U.S. 22 years ago when her father moved to Brooklyn. After that, they came one by one except her husband. He remains in Syria, unable to enter the U.S. at this time. Freelance journalist Yael Evan Orr recently interviewed Ahlam, and Yael comes to us from our media partner Feed Into Worlds, and she joins us now. Hi, Yael.
Hi.
Why are they separated now? Can her husband get a visa to come to the U.S.?
Well, she's trying to figure out a way for him to come to the U.S., but as she told me, it's almost impossible, especially after the U.S. embassy in Damascus closed last year.
The U.S. didn't open chances for Syrian people to come here as asylees, and no visas, no normal visas for normal people.
It is important to mention that the war in Syria has already created over 900,000 refugees who escaped to neighboring countries, and some thousands more received asylum seeker status in European countries. And the numbers just keep rising. Last March, the Obama administration did grant something called TPS, which is Temporary Protected Status, to Syrian refugees, but it was for a limited time and only to Syrians who were already in the country. So theoretically, anyone can apply to be included in the U.S. refugee program. But like in the TPS process, an applicant must be outside his or her country and then declare that he is unwilling or unable to return to his country. So Ahlam's husband doesn't qualify.
So what other option does she have?
If she stays in Brooklyn with her family, she and her baby will be safe from the violence of the war in Syria. But it would take many years before she could practice medicine again in the U.S. And more important, she might not be able to see her husband again if things will get worse. If she goes back, she risks putting herself and her daughter in danger. But she and her husband will be together.
So what did she say her life was like in Syria?
When I wake up in the morning, I get dressed and I see how the situation is. If there's clashes and fire shooting, I don't go. If there's not, I go, and sometimes there are no buses, sometimes there are explosions on the road, so we have to go back. When I go to the hospital, it's like a normal day. We get too many soldiers to treat, and when they bring some soldier who's dead, they start fire shooting inside the hospital.
So then, does Ahlam, as a doctor, actually take care of the soldiers?
Yes, the hospital she's doing her ophthalmology residency in treats Assad supporters only. So, and Ahlam herself is a supporter of the Syrian opposition. So that is also the reason she wanted to come to the U.S. and give birth here. Also, after the three medical centers that were operating in her town, Aiha, were bombed.
I came here to have my baby here. It's safer. And there's no safe place to give birth over there. And now I'm with family, but the thing is, my husband is over there.
Ahlam is very concerned all the time, also because of the difficulties to get information from Syria. When we just met, it was after a whole week she couldn't reach her husband because of an attack that destroyed many infrastructures in her town.
So what do you think Ahlam will do?
Well, her maternity leave from the hospital is over. She can take one more unpaid month. And she will use part of it probably to wait for her daughter's passport. But if she doesn't go back afterwards, she will lose her medical residency, which is extremely important to her. So considering there is no solution for now, she came to terms with going back. That's what she told me.
So what does entering Syria at this time entail for Ahlam?
It's very complicated to get there now. She has to figure out the route she will take back to her town. She's looking for the less dangerous one for her and her baby. And it's not an easy task, considering she could only take a flight to Damascus, which is, as she told me, 9 hours' ride from Aricha. So the fact that it's just getting more and more complicated raises doubts whether she will get back to her family anytime in the near future.
Okay, Yael Evan-Orr comes to us from Feed Into Worlds, a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School that brings the work of immigrant journalists to public radio. Yael, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.